from the very heart of evergreen forests. Under the starry sky of the desert, with the radiance of silver-colored sand, in the midst of proud mountains. Close up, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. What is smoke? It produces a large amount of smoke. You may ask yourself what exactly I'm doing. I'm fanning the flames by a straw fan to keep the coals burning hot. Cooking kebab is really a hard job. Kebab is one of the most well-known and most popular dishes of the people of West Asia region, particularly the people of Iran. In making most types of kebabs, chunked red meat or minced lamb, sheep, beef, or veal are used. In Iran, kebab is served with rice, and the whole dish is called chelo kebab. Chelo kebab is actually steamed Iranian rice and kebab, of which there are several distinct varieties, including kebab barg, consisting of beef tenderloin or lamb fillets cut into orderly pieces, kebab kubide, consisting of minced meat and chopped onion, kebab chenje, which is like kebab barg but with unorderly pieces, shishlik, consisting of lamb ribs with bones, which are skewered orderly. Kebab sultani, which is the combination of one kebab barg and one kebab kubide. And of course, there are other types of kebab in Iran, which some of them are made of bird's meat. I am now in one of the well-known restaurants of Tehran, which only serves chelo kebab. The kebabs of this restaurant are very famous. This restaurant is situated in Tehran's Grand Bazaar. My order is kebab barg, one of the most delicious kebabs of Iran. Oh my God! The dish is a big tray which can feed 5 to 6 persons. Well, eating chelo kebab has a special etiquette in Iran. A piece of butter is placed next to the rice so that I have to mix it with the hot rice. What a pleasant flavor. Now, I have to sprinkle sumac over the kebab. And a little bit pepper. Okay, it's ready to eat. Mmm. Great. Very delicious. Unique taste. There are also some tomatoes and green pepper in my tray. These peppers are usually hot, and I have to be careful. Also, a piece of raw onion and some basil are placed in the tray. Jello kebab is usually served with doogh as a drink. What a nice taste. This doogh is mixed with powders of dried spearmint and thyme. I've eaten the chelo kebab and I'm waiting for a cup of Iranian tea. After drinking the tea, this Iranian feast ends here. Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.